Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, my pleasure. I apologize for being a little tardy, but happy Friday, and thanks for having me on again this week.
Likewise, Mr. Mayor. Happy Friday to you as well. And first, I'm going to talk to you about the hospitals in the city, especially now we learned that Stewart is closing two hospitals in the state. Fortunately, one of them not Good Samaritan.
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very happy about that. Good Sam is vital, not just to Brockton, but regional hospital. I mean, it's cardiac care, it's stroke care, it's a trauma center. So, thrilled to continue to work with the state. The Healy Driscoll administration has been fantastic to work with, and a federal delegation as well. I mean, Congressman Lynch and Senator Markey toured it with me. So, again, the hospital will be acquired, and again, my hope is that it's just a smooth transition and that the impact will be negligible to the patients and, of course, to the dedicated folks that work there.
Now, have you had any concerns about a nursing gap at Good Samaritan?
You know, I'm not into that sector right now. I can tell you, Matt Heskett, the CEO, has been a fantastic partner since I became mayor. And again, I became mayor 6 weeks before COVID. So the hospitals and Neighborhood Health Center and the VA hospital have been great to work with. So I do know that when Brockton Hospital's signature opens, some staff are definitely naturally going to go back to that hospital. So, I don't know. I work with the MNA, Mass Nurse Association is a great union. So I'm not concerned about a shortage. I just want all the hospitals to open so that we can provide exceptional medical care throughout the city of Champions.
And any updates on Brockton Hospital at this point?
Yeah, again, I mean, it seems like it's going to be pushed until September, like I reported last week. They had a little bit of a snafu with the HVAC system that was being installed. So Bob Haffey is just, another really great leader over at the hospital. He's the CEO at Brockton Hospital Signature, and he's been open and transparent with me since the fire, which was a year ago, February. So, I'm crossing my fingers that there isn't any more delay. I mean, everybody is anxious to get it open, and when it does get open, it's going to alleviate some of the stress on South Shore, down in Weymouth, and also Good Sam here in Brockton.
Now, I also want to ask you about some development that might be taking place at the Brockton Fairgrounds.
I'm excited about any development in the city of Brockton, and I know that the city councilors are working and have filed an ordinance. It would be an overlay district, and I haven't really been able to vet it out yet, but it will be reviewed. And again, I'm not on the city council anymore, so the legislative body will determine what passes in terms of ordinances. But, it is a prime piece of real estate. It's really in the heart of Brockton, coming down 123 Belmont Street, and it really is a large tract of land. So, again, anything that's going to be development is going to be positive, beneficial for the city, also bringing in a wonderful tax base and some opportunities for commercial development, residential development, maybe even some industrial development. So, I'll just wait and see and see how it goes. But the 11 city councilors are dedicated to their craft, so we'll see how it pans out.
Now, you are, however, still on the school committee, of course, and you recently confirmed a contract for an interim superintendent.
Yeah, Dr. Priya Tahiliani is on board. She hit the ground running, and we voted to bring her on. I was actually on the hiring committee. There was four of us, Jorge Vega, Anna Oliver, and the vice chair, Tony Rodriguez, myself, that interviewed the prospective candidates. She really just was unbelievable. And then she came before, as a finalist, came before, and she was voted in. And I've had many meetings with her already, Zoom and in person. And she has got an experience. She's been in Boston. She's been up in Everett. So she's going to be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the team here. And she has a mission to make sure that the educational system in the district is on track to provide a wonderful education for the students and also a great environment for the staff as well. So I applaud the school committee, and as chair, I was very proud of the decision that was made.
And speaking of schools, I understand that some students at Brockton High are building solar-powered homes.
I mean, we have just wonderful gifted students, right? I mean, we had two students that were chosen to go to the Republic of Korea recently, two students that just went down to Washington, D.C., and we have students that, are doing drones and solar projects. So, that's the wave, right? I mean, harness the sun, harness the technology of the wind and green technology. And so these kids are a lot smarter than I am, and, I'm a proud graduate of Brockton High School, and so they're the next generation, and I can say that we're in very good hands with the kids that are coming out of Brockton Public Schools and some of the other schools. I mean, Southeastern Regional Vocational, New Heights Charter School, Condor Spelman. I'm the mayor of all Brockton. And so kids that go to different schools in the City of Champions, I applaud them, and I'm excited about their future because the future is bright for all of them.
Now, summer is still on, though, and there are a lot of summer activities going on in the city, including Brockton After Dark.
We have had a wonderful turnout at Brockton After Dark, Dan. It's been great. I mean, and it's not just sports. I mean, of course, we have tennis and pickleball and flag football and soccer and basketball, but we also have arts. I mean, we have drama, and we're having a lot of kids take. It's free, and they're taking advantage of it. You know, we also have both pools open, you know, the Manning Pool behind Brockton High and the $6 million renovated federal money Cosgrove Pool. And I'm just excited because, you know, I grew up in Brockton, and as a kid, sometimes the summers there wasn't a lot to do, right? But now there's plenty to do, and I'm excited to see them, you know, getting out there in the nice weather, and you know, not back to school yet, as my three kids say to me, but it's coming. But the summer's here, and they're out enjoying themselves, staying active, and keeping their minds sharp as well.
Now, I also want to ask you, there's going to be a welcome center being built at DW Field?
You know, when I became mayor, I asked if we could consider having a welcoming center on the Oak Street, which is the main entrance to DW. I went right over to the superintendent, Holly over at Southeastern Regional. I pitched it to the school committee members. We have two from Brockton, Tony Rodriguez and Gerson Montero. It passed unanimous. So we are going to have kids, Southeastern Regional, most of them live in the city of Brockton, building a welcoming center. Again, it was former, in the 1970s, was former bathrooms that were there. They've been discontinued for decades. So we've already ripped them down internally as the city. We already have the pipes, and they're going to build an unbelievable welcoming center. And it's really a great opportunity for the kids. It's a legacy project. It's needed. And I'm really proud that Southeastern chose to follow the path and accept the proposal that I presented to them. This is exciting, and it's going to start early September.
Now, on a fun note, Cape Verdean Festival is going to be taking place this weekend.
Yeah, we did the flag raising here yesterday inside City Hall. I want to thank the Cape Verdean Association, which is led by the former mayor and now council president, Moses Rodriguez. And just, you know, we have the largest Cape Verdean population in the United States of America. And we've had the privilege. I'm actually going to be meeting with the mayor of San Felipe today. And again, we have two sister city agreements. This will be the 30th year of the festival. It starts this Sunday. It's 2:00 over at the Unknown School. You can park at the Unknown School parking lot on Belmont Street, and it's always just a fun, family-friendly entertainment. There's kiosks, there's food, there's music, there's dancing, and I'll be there right when it kicks off at 2:00, and I'm excited. You know, we come together as a community, and we always, like today, we'll be doing a flag raising for Peru, so we always showcase the wonderful diversity in the city of Brockton. People travel the world and call Brockton home, and we want to showcase their place of origin.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.